This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Yesterday, Newcastle's Gateway Hotel announced that it was time for a change of direction. After 18 years of being an LGBTIQ venue, it is time for a change of name and a change of focus on live music from March. There was a strong outcry from local community, and Dina Currie spoke to the Gateway's licensee, Paul, about the need for change.
The rebranding is happening because the hotel was underperforming and needed to have a relaunch to be a more inclusive place to have a bit more of a traditional feel. Currently, it really operates as a night venue only.
So this is about an overall, making it inclusive overall for everyone. It's not about taking away from the LGBTI community of Newcastle.
Certainly not. No, I just had a meeting with the Akon next door and talked about, you know, we'll certainly be retaining our safe space status. As a jokingly off the cuff, I said, you know, you can still sort of come dressed as you like, and there's going to be no one doing dress policies. We were operating as the current venue, and Saturday night would be the night that everyone would come out, but no one would visit the hotel Monday to Friday or you know, any other evenings like a traditional hotel. So it costs money to stay open, and we needed to try to be a bit more holistic in our approach. You know, that you'll see that in the entertainment mix and the offerings going forward. There'll be, specific genres that cater for that market. And whether it be the boys or the girls, we'll be providing, you know, electronic music that caters for both. And it'll be, a more comprehensive program going forward as opposed to a bit ad hoc as it's been previously.
Radio personality for 105.3 New FM Newcastle, Sophie Tiller, weighed in about the rebranding after yesterday's announcement and what this means not just personally but for the community.
I've lived in Newcastle for 4.5 years, and there have been heaps of different things that the Gateway have tried to do to appeal to the gay community, and I have just recently been in a relationship with a woman but have always been with men, but have always enjoyed the G because I've always been a staunch ally of the gay community, and I would put myself into that space because it's something that that I've always felt like was part of, you know, was part of who I was. And it's something they've tried to appeal a lot of the time to the gay community to try and get the support as a business, because you do have to look at both sides of it. They do need to make money, and obviously the community are understanding of that. But I think over the years, in the 4.5 years I've lived here, they've tried lots of different things, and it seems as though they've tried something for a second, and then they've gone, oh, that didn't work, and we didn't make heaps of money off that, so we're going to ditch that. And I've known heaps of drag queens and heaps of people from the gay community that have been a little annoyed over the years, particularly some of my drag queen friends who have had performances there or have really put a lot of effort into making it something that is interesting and that will bring the money in and people in the door, which, as we know, as a business, you need to have. But I feel that the sense of the day is that a lot of people just don't feel like they stuck with anything for long enough to generate that business, which is obviously what they want to do. But it's unfortunate because Newcastle really don't have anywhere to go. And a lot of my friends from Sydney come here and we take them to the Gateway, and it's like, oh, okay, this is all you guys have? It's a disappointing thing because I just don't know if, and obviously as a business they've tried different things, but have they gotten the sense from the gay community or what the community want enough? Have they listened to enough voices to know what the community would want and heard that and then put it into place for them for everybody to be happy, for them obviously to make money and turn a profit, and for the community to have somewhere to go? I was there on Friday night, and I was with one of my friends who is a lesbian and has always known that she was a lesbian. And we were talking about it because we'd heard a couple of whispers. And she said, it's so sad because as a teenager, it was my sanctuary. And even when I moved here 4.5 years ago, it was that. You know, there's karaoke and it's always been, you know, straight people, everybody's included. My ex-boyfriend used to love going there because he said everyone's just themselves, it's very relaxed, and you don't feel pressure to be anything because you can be anything there. And over the years, as I said, they've dabbled in different things and nothing's really stuck because obviously it didn't work miracles overnight. So they went, oh, that didn't work, and they've moved on to the next thing. So my question is, have they listened enough and put into place the things that would generate them business? And we have a very large gay community here, and Newcastle particularly are extremely loyal. So if you get them, they will stick with you.
But Newcastle local Nick Kelly isn't as quick to blame things on the business, saying the local LGBTIQ community hasn't supported the venue enough to still call it its own.
Look, I've been going to the Gateway since I was 18 and I'm 30. It had its peaks and its troughs, but over the last, say, 3 to 4 years, it's just gradually declined. You know, they would call it a busy night and there'd be 100 people there. A couple of years later, they call it a busy night and there's 40 people there. You know, like, I turned up the other last weekend and there was like 15 people there. And it's a Saturday night and it's the only gay bar in town. I think it comes down to what they've been doing and what sort of the community's been doing. Over this period, I guess, a lot less has been happening in terms of their engagement. There's not a lot of queer-focused events. They've been focused a lot on sort of pushing a certain type of music and pushing DJs. And they haven't been really, if they paid attention to their audience, they haven't really been responding to those sorts of things. But at the same time, things like drag queens, which are normally a hit, you know, they haven't been too much of a hit at the moment. And I think that's more about community engagement, with sort of the community switched off as well. It was very telling to see, you know, when the Gateway Hotel puts a post out about an event or something they're doing, quite often you won't even see it get more than 2 or 3 likes or a comment. And you look at that on social media and go, oh, that's not too good. They announced that they're closing and it had been up for an hour and 500 comments. And it's sort of, wow, we've got to get there for the last time. We've got to do this. We've got to see there. Like, I can't believe it's closing. And it's like, you can't believe it's closing. Where were you? Where have you been? You know, or if something happens at the Gateway, something happens, someone gets assaulted, which happens at every pub and club, you're the first one to go, well, it's declining, it's horrible, it's changed management, it's done this. And it's just like, well, where are you showing your support? And, like, that's the thing that frustrates me is we're a very small community here in Newcastle, and we're the first ones to jump on a problem and complain, but we're never the ones to come up with a resolution. We're not going, maybe we could put on our own events. Maybe we could support it during the day by holding community events there. We just don't do it. We are as much to blame for the Gateway failing as the Gateway staff.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.